You're listening to Talking Travel with Roy Lowy and friends, the number one source for travel news, reviews, and in-depth travel journalism. Broadcasting live from Florida's Suncoast on WTMY Sunday Travel Radio. Don't forget, you can listen to us online 24/7 at ttrn.com. And now, here's our host, the travel guy, Roy Lowy.
Thank you, Greg.
Yes, and it is the travel guy, Roy Lowy. Thank you. Thanks, Mike, for handling the tech end today. Today, guests are Mr. Evan Eggers with the Cruise Buzz.
Bill Wolf, who is the president of Europe by Air.
Rediscovering America with Karen Hamlin and Johnny Jett. We'll be right back.
Totally playful. Totally never tried that before. Totally Club Med. Introducing the new Total All-Inclusive Club Med with unlimited drinks, all-day dining, world-class accommodations, 64 sports and activities, all gratuities and more for a totally great price. So you can totally forget your wallet. Call today for a totally unlimited, totally together, totally barefoot time. Book now and save on a 7-night total all-inclusive vacation to Club Med in the Caribbean, Bahamas, or Mexico. Call today. You'll totally want to do it again.
Hi, this is now Hall of Famer Wade Boggs, and I'd like to talk to you about another exclusive group that I belong to that has changed my life. I'm talking about the thousands of guys who, just like me, have decided to take control of their hair loss and regrow their hair permanently with the pros at Medical Hair Restoration. The best thing about this club is that you see the rewards every day. Having my hair back has made me look and feel younger than I have in years. And that's the ultimate vote of confidence.
If you are balding or thinning, Medical Hair Restoration, the nation's leader in microsurgical hair transplantation, wants to send you a free DVD package explaining just how easy and painless their hair replacement procedure is. Call 800-410-3147. That's 800-410-3147. Take control of your hair loss and get this free information package sent to you with tons of before and after pictures and testimonials. There's no cost or obligation, so call now, 800-410-3147.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-338-4300.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-338-4300. That's 1-800-338-4300.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll free.
Call 800-338-4300. That's 1-800-338-4300. Call 800-338-4300.
Well, we're back, and we have Mr. Evan Eggers on the phone from O2Cruise.com. Good morning, Evan.
Good morning, Roy.
Lots are happening out there in the cruise area today.
Yeah, quite a bit of interesting things to pick the talk from today.
Let's see. Well, let's start with the NORDAM unveiled the christening today in New York with Godmother actress Marley Martin. I'm not too sure. Who is Marley Martin?
Yeah, Marley Matlin. Well, she's one of those actresses who's been on a lot of stuff. I mean, she's been on the West Wing episodes, Law and Order episodes.
Right.
She's kind of a person that my wife always jokes with me because I have a terrible memory.
Right.
That if you saw her, you'd know who she was.
Oh, okay. And you were on board there in Boston on Saturday, is that correct?
That's right. That's right. The NORDAM was up here in Boston on Saturday. If they'd had the ship up here a week earlier, of course, we could have had snowball fights on it, which I really would have been, that would have been fun, wouldn't it? Snowball fights on a cruise ship, but
I had enough of that while I was up in Quebec. But
yeah, I've seen enough snow. I imagine snow and ice. Yeah, the NORDAM is the last of Holland America's Vista class ships before they move on to a new class, and it's gorgeous. I actually had not been Holland America, as you know, Roy, has been doing the Signature of Excellence upgrade program on their ships, which involves things like a culinary kitchen, a new spa and salon, the Pinnacle Grill, upscale, you know, alternative dining restaurant. I've never been on a ship, on one of their ships yet, that had all of them installed, which is, you know, my bad. I should have checked it out earlier. But this one does. And, for example, they had a local Boston chef on board doing his thing in the show kitchen in the Queen's Lounge. It's just a beautiful facility. They have a huge demonstration kitchen that, interestingly, they can swap out in the Queen's Lounge and make it into, you know, just a nightclub or a showroom later on. Very, very well done.
It sounds terrific. Now, the other thing is that the Pride of Hawaii floated out of the Meyer Werft for final outfitting, I understand.
That's right, out in Germany. Right. Norwegians building a ship at Meyer Werft in Papenburg, Germany. Although I lived in Germany, I've never been to Papenburg. So it floated out of its building dock, and so now it is in its outfitting pier. So it actually is floating, it's afloat. And they have another another month or so of work to do on that. And then on March 11th, the ship will head out to sea for sea trials. And then Pride of Hawaii, of course, is the third U.S. flagged cruise vessel that Norwegian has sailing in Hawaii. And its first Honolulu round trip will be on June 5th.
And they're going to just sail around for what, I guess, 7 or 8 hours or something. Well, in other words, are they getting ready to do some trials, or they're just in that roofed over building, I guess?
Oh yeah, no. Well, they're out of the roofed over building now.
Right.
They're tied up to a pier where they're doing, you know, further outfitting. I'm sure the interior of the ship, all kinds of stuff that still needs to be installed. And then the sea trial will be March 11th.
Okay, on March 11th,
that's
gonna,
right.
They're
going to
do that.
There.
Now it's quite a big ship. It's 294 feet or meters.
Yeah, well, it's a 93,000 ton vessel, which is big. Yeah, absolutely. It's a large ship, 2,500 passengers. So like the other two ships that are out there, it's good size.
Now, talk about other ships. Let's chat a bit about the Queen Victoria.
Yes, I mean, Cunard, of course, after a couple of years ago bringing out the largest ship in the world at the time, the Queen Mary II, which of course still is until Freedom of the Seas comes out. This is the next new build for Cunard since the Queen Mary, which they're calling Queen Victoria. It is, of Cunard's three ships, it'll be the middle in size. So you've got the Queen Elizabeth II, then you'll have this new Queen Victoria, and then, of course, the Queen Mary II, which is larger. The Queen Victoria is about 90,000 tons. And, they've announced some really interesting things they're doing in there. They have it's a classic cruise experience on board Cunard, kind of a classic British cruise experience. So they've, being inspired by some of the West End theaters, their Royal Court Theater on board the Queen Victoria will have, in addition to the regular seating, they'll have private boxes up on the side, like you'd expect to find at a very high-end theater. It'll have a two-story library and full-time librarians. It will have, interestingly, the Todd English restaurant on Queen Mary has been so popular that Queen Victoria will also have a Todd English-inspired restaurant. All the details on that haven't come out yet.
They say it's a floating museum called the Carnadia.
Yeah, which is interesting. Now, you've been on board the Queen Mary, I know, and you know they've kind of got exhibits around the ship talking about the history of Cunard and Queen Mary.
Yes, indeed.
And that's been very popular with guests, and so they've, as you say, on Queen Victoria, they decided to consolidate it into an actual single physical space on board the ship, kind of a museum. And it is fascinating, because of all the cruise lines that we'd be familiar with here in the U.S., certainly Cunard has by far the richest, most interesting, and colorful history back in the days when, you know, sailing to and fro across the Atlantic.
And then it has a retractable roof, which obviously opens to the sky. And as you said, the double-decked Britannia restaurant with sweeping staircases, they looked amazing. And it did look a lot like the former Queen Mary, as I recall, all of this grandeur, so to speak.
Well, and that's exactly what they're going for. You're right, Roy. They decided they didn't want to build another enormous ship like Queen Mary. And so what Cunard has outwardly said is, we're not going to go for splendor in terms of size. We're going to go for splendor in terms of the public spaces, how the ship is outfitted, and really have people have a wow experience when they walk on board Queen Victoria. And it certainly seems like they're doing their best to live up to that goal.
Yes, it does. I some of the other notes I made was that they're going to have they call a Royal Shopping Arcade with 4,000 square feet of designer named shops and over spread out over two decks.
Well, Cunard's done a great job of attracting name brand, beyond name brand, premium brand merchants to come on board their vessels and their shopping arcades, and I'm sure that will be the case.
Right. They'll also, needless to say, they'll have a pub, the traditional London pub.
You can't go without that. Right. You can't have a British ship with no pub.
You've got to have the pub. Well, let's see. What else is happening out there? There was something about port security. There's some problem with the political issue.
Oh, goodness, yeah. You can't turn on one of the news shows right now without hearing about this issue. So P&O, well, first of all, many foreign firms manage U.S. ports. Doesn't mean they're in charge of security or whatnot. It's kind of like they're the administrator of the port, where, you know, of course, the Coast Guard and U.S. Customs and Immigration is, of course, still in charge of security. So there are a variety of foreign companies managing, administrating a variety of U.S. ports. One of those companies has been P&O, which is a British company, you know, best known here for being the parent company of Princess Cruises. And P&O itself, their port operation is being sold now to a company based in the United Arab Emirates called Dubai Port World.
Right.
The UAE, on the one hand, is a great asset, says the administration, in the war on terrorism, being very helpful, you know, doing lots of great things for us. But on the other hand, a couple of their citizens were 9/11 hijackers, and, you know, some other money and material was funneled through there, you know, without the knowledge of the government, presumably. So on the one hand, we have the odd situation where the Bush administration is vociferously supporting the open free market, saying that this company, Dubai Port World, has been vetted thoroughly, and they should be allowed to go ahead and purchase the administrative business of administering these ports in the U.S. But meanwhile, the Democrats are coming out and saying, listen, you know, we don't care whether they've been vetted or not. It's the fact that the UAE, where this company is based, and in fact the company is owned by the government, this country had some nexus to 9/11 and terrorism, and therefore, at the very least, we want to spend more time looking into the sale before letting it go forward. So the odd situation now, of course, is the Democrats are trying to be more pro-security, more pro-national security than the administration, which is a total reversal of roles, usually, I suppose. So at any rate, that's providing lots of fodder for the talking heads on TV. And, you know, it's, you know, sitting back here as Joe Q Public with an interest in ports and shipping and whatnot, you know, it's hard to say what the most reasonable course of action is, but I'm sure that before we get there, there's going to be a circus going on Capitol Hill because of this.
Well, it certainly needs some looking into, I should think.
Well, yeah, I mean, it depends on who you believe. President Bush has said that the administration has looked into it and approved it. Congress is saying we didn't know anything about it. We want to look into it. And President Bush is, in fact, Congress, of course, now is threatening to introduce legislation to slow or block the sale. And President Bush is saying that he'd veto such legislation, which would be his first veto that he's ever used as president. So it really is, I'm sure we'll be hearing a lot more about this on the morning, evening, afternoon news that goes forward.
Well, you know, they're having to deal with a similar issue, or a somewhat similar issue, with the airlines because of foreign ownership. And that's a big concern.
It is a very legitimate concern, absolutely.
Now, what's happening in New Orleans? I understand some of the people are going to have to move off the ship by the beginning of March.
Well, that's right. The FEMA's contract with Carnival Cruise Lines to have two ships in New Orleans and one in Alabama to house first responders and other displaced people from Katrina. There's a six-month contract, and it's expiring. So as a result of that, the people who are aboard these vessels need to be off by March 1st, which is, you know, pretty soon, just a couple weeks from now. And that, you know, they've known that all along, of course. So this isn't a surprise of any sort. But the good news that came out this week is that, you know, FEMA has committed that all those people will get free ongoing housing from them. So they're not going to, you know, have to rush out or try and find homes in places where homes are not easy to come by still.
Well, I haven't seen any final reports on the Carnival because, you know, so many of the rooms are taken up by the local people. I'm wondering how they did handle the rooming situation. I didn't hear of any problems that the police had to deal with, but so I guess that part of it went smoothly.
Yeah, no, the scuttlebutt that I've heard through the grapevine from Carnival is that really the people who've been staying on board those ships and the crew members have developed a terrific kind of camaraderie going on, and just really, you know, that's worked out well for everybody, and there haven't really been any problems to speak of.
Well, that's good news because they don't need any problems.
No, right, that's right. You got that right.
Now, you know, pets on ships have always been an issue, and now Cunard is enhancing their kenneling program. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, this is interesting. So Cunard has always had kennels on board the Queen Mary, too, and the primary reason for that is for folks, you know, during the summer, the Queen Mary is an ocean liner. It transits back and forth between England and New York and back and forth again. And it's had kennels on board since the beginning, although in the beginning they didn't really use them or encourage using them. Part of the reason was that, let's say you wanted to bring your dog from the U.S. to England, you practically couldn't do it because of the strict quarantine requirements in England for dogs coming in. Now, over the years, England has relaxed its policies in that regard. And now if you follow some rules, you have your pet microchipped, you know, checked out, this, that, and the other thing, you can actually travel from the U.S. to England with your dog on board Cunard or from England to the U.S. So Cunard is trying to capitalize on that. They have these kennels on board, and their kenneling program, they've upgraded it. They're calling it Pets on Deck. Now your dogs or cats get fresh baked biscuits at turn down time, a variety of beds to choose from, even a Queen Mary 2 coat. So they have 12 kennels on board. There are areas to walk the dogs on the ship. Passengers who have their pets on board can actually visit with and walk their dogs during, you know, scheduled times of day when the kennels are open.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing all kinds of fun things, like giving a free portrait with you and your pet on board the Queen Mary. You can have a commemorative picture.
And do you think they have a pet deck?
A poop deck, so to speak?
A poop deck.
Well, you know, though, yes, they do. They do have an area of the ship where that kind of need can get taken care of without offending anybody else on board.
Well, ships have always had a poop deck.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so
that's right.
No big change there.
And for people who are thinking of sailing with their pet, the kenneling fee ranges from $300 to $500 to bring your pet along.
Amazing, huh?
Yep.
Well, as long as they're not barking in the cabins all night.
Yeah, hopefully they got that well enough thought out not to bother passengers barking dogs. Yeah.
Now, just one quick issue that was in the news from Japan about the author who wrote the best-selling Why Are Husbands Such a Nuisance. Can we just quickly touch on that one?
Yeah, this is funny. This is the best-selling author in Japan named Sayoko Nishida. I don't think I butchered the name. And yeah, she wrote this best-selling book called Why Are Retired Husbands Such a Nuisance. And so she's gotten herself in the news recently by floating the idea that it's dangerous, she says, for couples to suddenly go on overseas trips after the husbands retire. And the reason for that is, especially in Japan, where, you know, I guess people work very hard and there's a kind of a very strong business ethic and a separate business life from home life. But the shock, that this author is suggesting, the shock of having the husband and wife together on, say, a 20-day cruise immediately after retirement could be such a change, such a shock to the marriage that it would end the marriage. So this has been pretty widely reported in Japan. That now cruising is considered to be a threat to marriages for newly retired couples. Take that for what you think it's worth.
Evan, we're going to run. As always, a pleasure. Thanks. Bye for now.
Please listen carefully. The next 55 seconds could help change your life. If you're looking to start your own business or an efficient way to supplement your current income, the opportunity exists now to join one of the most successful internet-based marketing systems. And better yet, you can do this right from your home. That's right. The economic advantage of no expense and time wasted commuting to and from work. You'll get the training and the support you need through online seminars and conference calls to help make your business a success. Powerful internet and computer-based technology systems assist you in the sales process. And importantly, you'll have a great product to sell. To learn more and to fill out an application, go to www.sarasotacashcow.com. That's www.sarasotacashcow.com. Do you want more independence and control of your life? Don't wait any longer. Start now. It's as simple as going to sarasotacashcow.com and filling out an application now.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0569. 1-800-410-0569. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0569.
You're listening to Talking Travel, and this is Roy Lowy. My next guest is an old friend, in fact, Bill Wolf, who is the president of Europe by Air and Flight Pass, which has been around for a long, long time. And we're going to chat about that. Bill, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Roy. Nice talk to you.
And you. Listen, you know what I thought we'd do, Bill? You have such an interesting history. Before we get into Flight Pass, let's go into your background a little. Now, you were in the airline business. Give us some idea of Bill Wolf.
Well, I've always kind of been fascinated by two things, internationalism and airplanes and airlines. So when I first got out of college, I went to American Express, got a job internationally, and I was working with them. I spent 7 years in England. I spent 2 years in Philippines, 5 years in Germany. And I was basically always working in the travel side of the business and then coordinating things among airlines that we were dealing with. So it kind of came natural. I came back to the States and met some fellows who just started a small airline here in California. I joined them, and that was called Air LA. I was there for 15 years, and we did flights first initially out to the Grand Canyon in Las Vegas from LA, and that was based on the international business as well. A lot of people, you know, come to LA from other countries, and then one of the great attractions for them is to go see the Grand Canyon. And beyond that, then we start expanding into other routes, and we flew up and down California. We flew out into the desert, and we ended up flying as Aeromexico, what they call co-chair partner, where we provided smaller aircraft to fit into their route network, which went down from California and Arizona into Mexico and make connections to their flight.
Did you fly into Baja?
Oh, yeah. We flew Baja, and we flew Tijuana, Mexicali, San Felipe.
You didn't go into Mulegé, Laredo, though, did you, I don't think?
No, we didn't do that one.
That was my old Air Cortez days. You know.
Oh, I remember those. I remember Air Cortez, too. built it as business for a while.
Yeah, exactly. Now, let's get to Europe by air and Flight Pass. Now, Flight Pass has been around for some time, and give our listeners some idea of how that works.
Well, again, kind of going back to our backgrounds, since I did a lot of international contacts and a lot of airline contacts, a fellow that I'd known and worked with at Air LA had gone to Europe and had started Virgin Express Airlines with Richard Branson's group, and they were flying out of Brussels. Air LA closed in 1995, so I called this fellow and I said, you know, I think there's always been a concept here that hasn't been taken advantage of. For decades, Americans have been going to Europe, and they bought a rail pass to get around Europe. And you could go on a variety of railroads.
Which was a great concept.
So all I did was say, you know, it's time for the airlines to have something like that. They liked the idea. I got on a plane, and 24 hours later, I was in Brussels. Sat down to talk about it and came back to the States 3 months later. And basically, so Europe by Air is a group of airlines. I traveled around Europe. I met with the independent air carriers who were scattered throughout Europe, everywhere from up in the UK up to Estonia, down to the south in Greece, over to Portugal and Spain and Italy. And I found the independent air carriers and I said, individually, people in the United States don't know how to find your airline. They wouldn't know how to book it. Why don't we just kind of combine it? We'll call it Europe by Air. So the concept is on our website, you can go and you can look at a map, and it shows all the different airlines' routes, and they're combined into one. So you, from one place, Europe by Air website, you can book on any of these carriers, and the routes and the fares and the conditions have all been standardized.
Absolutely brilliant, just brilliant. So, in other words, we go to your website, which is europebyair.com, and then one can then go to an interactive map, which I find absolutely fascinating, put the cursor over the destination, and then we'll show you what's available from that destination to other points within Europe. Is that correct?
That's absolutely right. And frankly, we've now expanded beyond Europe. We have flights all the way over to Cairo, and next summer we will have flights from Europe over to Israel.
Now, is it too premature to let our listeners in on a little secret of that you've shared with me, that there may even be another expansion?
Oh, yes. Yeah, the concept works. It's very simple. And yes, we are looking at expanding it for other areas as well. I wouldn't drive people to the website today, but in a week or two or a month for sure, yes, we'll be able to have a lot of options beyond Europe.
All right, so if I'm kind of letting the cat out of the bag, so to speak, there may be something going on whereby one can find out not only where you can go within Europe on flight pass, but maybe how you can get to that destination from North America. Is that where you're headed?
Oh, yes. Yeah. In fact, that's another aspect of this one. Is just it'll be up by this weekend, probably even by Friday it should be available. And what it is, it's going to have another type of map on our website, and that will show all the combinations of flights between the U.S. and Europe. And what we found when we designed the map is that a lot of people, when you go to the big search engine, they'll just type in their city or their the nearest major city, and then they'll type in, say, London, and then they'll let the search engine go out and look for all the different flight possibilities. However, they don't really know what that, what we call them search engines, is going to provide. Is it going to provide a connection or a flight over New York or Miami or Chicago? So if you're sitting in the middle of America somewhere and you've got options of where you could depart from, the reason we designed this map will allow you to visually see what flights operate from what cities to what cities in Europe, so you can be more selective.
So I can recap that a little bit. So in other words, the flight pass will be basically the same. One can look in at those destinations, but what will happen is that if, for example, I wanted to go to Rome, I can then put my cursor over Rome, and it will tell me where I can get the most direct air service from my hometown, let's say. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Right.
And we have an engine where they call them an engine. I don't particularly like that term.
Yeah, they call them booking engines, don't they? Yeah.
Yes, exactly. But we all use a similar product. And so then what you could do, you go in there and you type in the city that you'd like to see the fares from and to, and then you can add the flight pass for flights within Europe. And the good thing, again, about the flight pass is that there's so many different carriers, and we go and we search them all for you, and then we have these standardized rates and conditions. And one of the things that people really love about the flight pass within Europe is it's no change fees.
Right. Yeah, no, that's a big item. Now, you're telling me that if I fly from Brussels to London and I change my times or flight, that I don't have to pay a change fee at all?
That's correct. One of the great things about the flight pass, you do have to call to make the reservation.
Well, I would think, yeah.
Or cancel anything you're currently holding, and it has to still be available, of course. But yeah, that's right. No change fees.
Well, that's exciting. Now, I'm on your website at the moment, and I also see a list of what you call your favorite destinations, or the destinations that people find as their favorites, and it shows the different points that they can book at the $99 fare. And I also just went to the booking engine, and I noticed when I typed in some of these destinations, what came up was flight pass first, and if there wasn't, and it also gave some options of other airlines that were also available.
That's correct. Now, we always try to give people the choice. You know, we don't make it for them. We don't bias it towards what we want to sell. We say, here are your options. Now you decide what you want. And, you know, one thing I should mention, because one of our most popular routes is London to Paris. And so some years ago, when I was traveling around Europe and living there, I was working there, I noticed that you really get between London and Paris, the best way is take that train called Eurostar. And I started using it for myself. Then I met the Eurostar people. This is, of course, the tunnel. It's like 2 hours and 15 minutes from London St. Pancras Station, which is right in the center of London, to Gare Nord, which is in the center of Paris. We sell a lot of that, and that's also $99. And it's, again, no fee change, or, sorry, no change for fees. It's one of our most popular rooms.
That's great. Bill, that's absolutely super. Two things, if you will, before we go. Give us the website again, and is there also a toll-free number?
Yes, there is. The website is www.Europe, E-U-R-O-P-E, of course, BY, AIR.com. And the telephone number is something related to the airline industry, 888-321-4737.
Well, that was Bill Wolf, president of Europe by Air Travel Pass, a brilliant concept for a community of savvy travelers. Check it out online at europebyair.com.
We're going to go to break, and when we come back, don't touch that dial, because rediscovering a beautiful part of America, Alaska, with travel journalist Karen Hamlin. So stay with us.
Totally gone native. Totally playful. Totally never tried that before. Totally Club Med. Introducing the new Total All-Inclusive Club Med with unlimited drinks, all-day dining, world-class accommodations, 64 sports and activities, all gratuities and more for a totally great price. So you can totally forget your wallet. Call today for a totally unlimited, totally together, totally barefoot time. Book now and save on a 7-night total all-inclusive vacation to Club Med in the Caribbean, Bahamas, or Mexico. Call today. You'll totally want to do it again.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're back, and Karen Hamlin is with us, and the name of her article, Pure Alaska on the Blue Glacier, the ice beneath my feet was like frosted glass. Whew, strong stuff. Good morning, Karen.
Hi.
How are you this morning?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm terrific. We haven't talked to you in a while.
No, I've been a pretty busy gal.
You've been doing some traveling, it looks like. Walking on glaciers is pretty interesting stuff.
It's pretty exhilarating. You feel like you're on top of the world.
Now, you went with your son Brett this time, did you?
Yes. We were on a cruise with Holland America, and it was fabulous. It was just fabulous. I'd never been to Alaska before, and the glacier was definitely the highlight of the trip.
But you were on a cruise. You were on Holland America's Amsterdam, I believe.
Yes.
Which left out of Seattle.
Yes, it did. We spent a few nights in Seattle,
mm-hmm.
And it's a very progressive city. It was a lot of fun.
Seattle.
Yes. Have you been there?
Yes. Very rainy.
Well, we were lucky. It didn't rain.
But let's move on to Alaska, because that's what this is all about. So you were on the ship, and so you must have done this flying in a helicopter over to the glacier. Must have been a side trip. Was it an optional trip?
Yeah, that was an optional trip.
Okay, well, tell us about it.
They gave us all our gear and everything, and we got in the helicopter. It was kind of a cloudy day, a little misty, and then the helicopter, it was like flying in a bubble. You felt like a bird because you were flying over all this volcanic terrain,
right.
and you could see glaciers and.
Sounds wonderful to me.
Oh, it was just amazing. It wasn't like I expected it to be, because these were this was water that flowed between mountains,
uh-huh.
And I kind of just expected to see big ice cubes all over the place, and that's not what it was. But the ice that you stand on when you get on it, it's so fragile.
Well, you said it, and they gave you special shoes, did they?
Yeah, they were. Well, they weren't the shoes. They put spikes. You strap spikes onto your the bottom of your boots.
Well, now being a Floridian lady, wouldn't you have gone in sandals?
Almost. No. You have to be well dressed for this.
Well, you obviously saved all your stuff from the north before you immigrated to the south.
Yeah, it's all in boxes, and I have to dig through it to get what I need. But it worked out perfectly. They give you a walking stick, Right. And you really need that. Until you put the spikes on your feet, it's like you could just stand still and just fall down.
Now, what do you do? What do you see? I mean, you're walking on this glacier of miles of just ice, I guess. I mean, was there any little creatures?
No, we didn't see any wildlife at all. I wish we had.
Right.
But the formations of the glacier are it's like waves that just froze.
Right.
And so my son was able to climb up and down those waves.
Ah.
They're like ridges.
You say your son.
Yes.
What about Karen?
No. he did the rappelling and used the ice picks or whatever and climbed up those and then down the other side and then up again and then down the other side. Just as if he was climbing up a wave and then, you know, coming down the other side. No, I stayed on what was sort of flat terrain, and just walking on it was amazing. The colors, the blues, are all different blues, and then there's these deep crevices that you'd have no idea how far down they go. You just don't want to fall into them.
Right. As your article says, the Mendenhall Glacier, was that the one?
That was the one we climbed on, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and there was also like little waterfalls, and the ice is pure. I mean, the water is pure.
How cool is that, huh?
Really pure. And, you know, you're drinking water that's millions of years old.
Well, the water doesn't know that.
The water doesn't know that. No,
it probably just melted yesterday, but it happens to come from ice that's millions of years old. Yeah.
Yeah. Did it taste good. I'll tell you, it was really the freshest, clearest kind of water you could ever have.
Yeah, we should have that here in Sarasota, huh?
Oh, wouldn't that be nice? I mean, you didn't have a cup or anything. You just kind of put your head upside down and let the water fall into your mouth.
Oh, I kind of like that.
Yeah. I would love to do more of that. The ice kind of crunches under your feet, like almost like you're walking on Rice Krispies.
I've never done that, huh? I'll have to try that. Rice Krispies.
Yeah, just throw Rice Krispies on the floor. You kind of get the idea.
and then just close your eyes.
And open the refrigerator.
So continue on. Tell us more.
We stayed there for an hour and a half or more, maybe 2 hours.
Uh-huh.
And just walking all over the glacier, and we had a guide, of course. In fact, we had three guides, and they were telling us how the glaciers were made and how they were formed and how they're melting right now. I guess it's pretty, they're melting twice as fast as they had expected.
You mean because of this supposed global warming thing, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
And if it all melts, if all the glaciers melt in the world, it'll raise the ocean 21 feet.
Well, that's why we're building our houses so high near the water, huh? All the other stuff put together.
All the other stuff, yeah.
But aside from that, here you have this beautiful wilderness, and so it's really a marvelous experience, and I think we'll certainly be able to enjoy it for lots of years, certainly in our lifetime.
In our lifetime, yes. And in order to really see Alaska, you do have to get away from the touristy area.
Yeah. So tell us about that. Here you're on a ship. And how do you stay away, you know?
I've got to tell you, on the ship. We entered some rough waters, and waves started pounding on the ship we had a fifth floor balcony, and I went out to see the waves, and the wave literally crashed over my balcony and me.
Oh, my Lord.
I mean, these were 30-foot waves easily. And the captain, I talked to him later, and he said he'd never been in anything like that. And fortunately, he turned around, and we got an extra treat by going into the inside the inside passage.
Which would normally you would not have normally done if it hadn't been for the weather conditions.
Right, right. And it was just, It was so exciting, though. But no, most of the ship didn't think so. I mean, we went down to dinner. We were the only ones there. There was one other couple in the whole dining room.
Like that says something for your stomach.
Yeah, my stomach can take anything, I guess. And the drapes were literally, like, dancing. They were swaying from one end to the other, and the waiters were slipping and sliding. And
and you often wonder what the chef is doing.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Trying to get the soups and stuff ready. Now, you make an interesting statement. You say that the Amsterdam is a Vista ship, or is it Vista or Vista? I'm not sure. Which means that the staterooms are larger than those on other cruise lines with more mm-hmm. balconies.
Yes, and they have more balconies than any other cruise line. So
and,
it's
yeah. And is that just typical of this particular ship, or
The newer ones from Holland America? Yes.
Okay.
They've made them with more balconies, and the balconies do make a great difference.
Right. Oh yeah. I exactly. I know when my sister and brother-in-law go on cruise, they always try to get a stateroom with a balcony.
Mm-hmm.
You can sit out there if you're in port, or even out, you know, in the afternoon. You want to have in the evening, have a drink on your balcony and look at the waves. It's lovely, you know.
It is. It's really beautiful, and we stopped at all different ports.
Right.
In Sitka and Juneau and the usual ports.
Right.
And when you get off the ship, all of the tourist shops are right in the line. And of course, they have different things than you'd find in the Caribbean.
Right.
You know, they have Alaskan souvenirs, which are cool, but you really have to take one of those trips to... We were supposed to go to the fjords, and it was too misty.
Right.
One day, so I'll have to go back and try that.
Now, just going back to the ship for a moment,
uh-huh.
the food.
Oh.
Tell us about that, because I always like to hear that at lunchtime.
Oh, yeah, it was to die for. I never liked salmon, never.
Really?
To me, it was oily and
lox and bagels, where's that? I mean,
that's okay. That's okay, but not salmon. I hated it.
But it is salmon.
Well, it's a different, it's made differently.
Okay.
And you got the lox, you got the bagel and the cream cheese, you know?
Yeah, and the onion and the tomato.
And the tomato.
Getting hungry.
And the capers. Anyway, they serve salmon like almost every day.
Right.
And I tried the salmon. It was so fresh. I loved it. It was like a steak.
Great.
It was fabulous. So they really changed my mind on salmon.
And on board, you took a martini class.
My son wanted to do that, so I went along with him. And we learned how to make all kinds of martinis, and, of course, we're sipping them all afternoon. And we would see, like, they held these classes, like, almost every day, and you'd see packs of people down there having a really good time. So, chocolate martini was delicious.
You're a martini expert these days, are you?
Oh, of course, certainly.
Well,
that's the popular drink of the year.
I'm glad you live close by.
Yeah, so, you'll have to come over to my hot tub, and we'll have to sip some martinis.
Oh, well, the best invitation I've had in a while. I'll certainly accept that one. Just quickly, because we're out of time, you have some websites that you're suggesting. One is Holland American Cruise Lines, of course, and then also the Alaska Tourism Office, and Great Alaskan Lumberjack Show, which we didn't get a chance to talk about.
Oh, yes.
And the Alaska Raptor Center.
Wonderful place.
All right. Karen.
Yes. We're probably out of time, but yeah. I wish I could have talked about the Raptor Center.
Well,
really,
you know what?
Special.
We'll have you back, and we'll talk about the Raptor Center at another time.
Okay.
I thank you very much. Great article, great story, and happy glacier walking.
Thank you very much.
I'll talk to you again.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell them you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the smoke-free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with smoke-free.
Call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. This is a limited-time offer. Call 1-800-210-0311 now.
Hey folks, Kent Emmons here. Have you ever wondered how the wealthy vacation? Do you picture big suites at luxurious resorts and fun and exotic destinations? Well, you're right. And now you and your family can vacation like the rich and famous for about the same price that you've been paying for those cheesy hotel rooms. Get ready to write down this number, because what used to be available only to the wealthy is now available to you. It's called Vacation Ownership. And now for only $99, you can take a 3-day, 2-night Discovery Vacation, and we'll show you how you and your family can vacation in style for the rest of your life. For only $99, choose from many exciting destinations, including Las Vegas, Orlando, Branson, Williamsburg, Myrtle Beach, California, Mexico, and more. So leave those cheesy hotels to the Griswolds and treat your family to the luxury they deserve. Family vacations are all about building memories that last forever. So give us a call. Here's the number. 1-800-465-1712. 1-800-465-1712. Toll free. 1-800-465-1712.
Well, we're back, and we're going to be joined with the one and only Johnny Jett. It's calling in from some far and distant place. We probably can't reveal it until it comes out in his weekly newsletter, which you can subscribe to, incidentally, by going, and it's a free newsletter, by going to johnnyjett.com. Good morning, Fast Jet. Oh, I mean Johnny Jett.
Good morning to you.
You've been traveling around quite a bit. In fact, we chatted about your trip to Tahiti with your dad, and then you guys went off to Australia.
Yeah, with the Fiji.
Yeah. Fiji, I'm sorry, yeah. And then I noticed in your newsletter this morning that you went to Canada.
I did.
In fact, I happened to know that prior to your going to prior to your newsletter, because last Friday I had dinner with Kerry Morrissey of Ocean Properties, and he said, "Guess who was up in Canada with us?" And I said, "You don't even have to tell me."
Yeah, actually, I went to Toronto and Montreal a couple weeks ago.
Did you stay at one of their properties?
I stayed at in Montreal. I stayed at the Chateau Champlain.
What a property! I haven't stayed there, but I mean, it's the property.
Yes, and you know, I go there. I guess the hotel was full, so they style me and give me an upgrade. And I walk into my room, and there's double doors. I'm like, okay, this is going to be good.
How terrific!
And I thought I had the wrong room, but anyway, the place was like 33,000 square feet. I guess President Bush Senior stayed there. So did Fidel Castro, and I think George Clooney or someone. But I was like, why am I up here by myself?
Why didn't they send?
I had two bedrooms, you know, a jacuzzi, an amazing view, a dining room table. I mean, and a huge living room and a, you know, giant screen TV. I'm like, okay.
You thought you were back in the lobby.
Yeah.
Tell us about the property, because you know, Kerry's a good friend, and he does lots of nice things. In fact, they're opening a new property down in the Keys, which I understand you're going to attend. And they're actually going to have a helicopter service, I believe, flying into them.
That's what I hear. And I actually, I'm doing my research on theirs next week, because next week in my newsletter, I'm in Montreal.
Right.
So I haven't started that yet, so I'm going to save my story for Montreal till next time.
Okay, we can do that.
But I did say, I mean, I don't want to make sure all my facts are straight.
Right.
Plus, you know.
So, but you are up in Canada now, I think, visiting, probably, are you?
I am checking out some other stuff. I'm doing some, you know, I do tech TV up here.
You're right. I went to their website. I couldn't quite understand everything in what they do, but interesting site.
Tech TV?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, it used to air, the show that I do, Call for Help, used to air in the U.S. nationwide.
Right.
I guess they just pulled it from the U.S. Now it's just in Canada and Australia.
Right.
But it's a great show. I mean, what they do is they teach people all about technology, and I do like a 10-minute segment on travel. So,
right.
Last time I was here, I talked about the best travel newsletters for their viewers to sign up. So I'd have one for Australia, one for Canada,
and I saw that. Yeah.
You know, some of the good ones for the U.S.
Are they webcasting as well?
Are they? No. You know what? You would think they would be, but they're not.
Yeah, I'm surprised because, I mean, our web broadcast audience is building tremendously. And I mean, it just seems that every time I turn on the radio or the TV, everybody says, and listen, you can listen to us online by going to, you know, our website. And I don't know why some people
It must be copyright laws because the company they work for is a huge company in Canada, Rogers.
Right.
So it must be because of that. Because when they're in the U.S. and owned by I think it was owned by it used to be called Tech TV. Now it's G4 Tech TV.
Right.
So I think this company makes it a little bit tougher.
Yeah, I like the photos. A pretty gal. She has quite an extensive background. Spent a lot of time in the States.
Oh yeah, Amber MacArthur. She's great.
Right.
And Leo Laporte. He's like one of the biggest tech guys out there. He's always doing Regis and Kathy Lee. He has his own show, radio show in L.A. It's very popular.
Right. I thought the girl's name was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
We won't go there.
You're a funny guy, aren't you?
So you left Fiji, went to Australia,
yeah.
And your dad was passing out your business cards on the airplane.
Oh, my God. My dad is, first of all, he's the number one supporter for my website. He's more people need to log on. He's always saying more, more, more. And so he orders a box of my business cards without me knowing.
Right.
And all of a sudden, he's like, every time I go out, he's just reaching in his pocket and handing out these cards. Like, people, you know, are not even going to log on. And then if there was a pretty girl, God forbid, he's like, okay.
And so he had his own box. He printed his own box of cards, of your cards.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what would be great fun? Maybe we should have your dad on one day.
It'd be great. He would love to. He can't hear very well. He's legally deaf.
Well, you know, we can't hear very well either, but we can boost the volume.
But everyone loves him. He has such a great personality. And,
right.
You know, we're sitting on the flight to Fiji, and all of a sudden, you know, these three girls come walking down the aisle, sit across from us, and all of a sudden I see him, like, with a big smirk, and he starts reaching his pocket real fast, and I can see him trying to pull out, money's falling out, and all of a sudden my business card comes out, and I'm like, don't even think about it.
Right.
He's like, what are you talking about? He's like, they need to know about your website.
Right.
Like, they're going to think you're trying to hook me up, and I'm some kind of freak.
Well, I don't know how anybody thinks that, but I enjoyed the pictures and I like the way the site, the changes that you've made. You've made some subtle, gradual changes, and your newsletter I think reads a lot quicker and easier, don't you?
I hope so. I mean, we have pictures now going down the side, and we're going to be actually I'm rolling out a new design for the whole website starting tomorrow. I'm looking at the first sneak peek.
Really?
But it won't be online for probably a couple months, or actually a couple weeks.
Well, that sounds exciting.
But what I did do for you this week is I got some websites and even a webcam, because I know you like webcams.
Yeah, well, let's chat about some of those.
Well, first I have some websites. I thought, since the Olympics are about to end this week.
Yes.
And everyone has the world's attention is on Torino.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure Torino's going to be a hot spot this summer for people to visit.
I would think.
Now that people know about it. So one website is Torino. 2006.org.
Okay.
A tourist site for visitors.
Right.
There's also Turismo Torino, which is TURISMOTORINO.org. That's the Italian version.
Right.
And there's also Visit Turin, which is the English spelling of Torino. That's TURIN2006.com.
There was some controversy on NBC as to whether it was Torino or Turin, and I talked to some people from Italy, and they said it's really Torino, and that's
Torino.
And so NBC had it right, but of course they still use the word Turin, but as the Italians say, hey, what does it matter to us? Turin, Torino, we're here.
That's the English version.
Yeah, exactly.
And so... anyway, I'm on the cordless phone, and I just heard a little beep. I'm looking at the battery's flashing, so let's just hope it doesn't cut out.
Okay. Yeah, we don't want to. Well, let's talk about some webcams as well.
Okay. Well, you know, the problem with these webcams are they're kind of long, but this week in my newsletter, I put an awesome one for Vancouver. Did you see that one?
Yes, absolutely amazing.
It fills the whole screen.
I know.
It's one of my favorite ones, and It is a long URL, so I'm not going to bother telling you because.
Right. But so if the listeners go to johnnyjet.com, you can click on it and you can
hit newsletter archive and this week's newsletter.
Right.
And go into the webcam. One that I do have that's not too long is for the Sydney Harbor. It's Warren Frost, WarrenFrost.net /webcam.php. And that's of the Sydney Harbor.
Is it one of these that moves? Or is it just a stationary webcam?
That's a stationary one.
Right.
There are some that move. There's one of Sydney Harbor that moves. But you know what? I think they just got rid of it because that used to be one of my favorite webcams.
Yeah, well, you could just scan the whole harbor.
Yeah. But I don't think you can. I have to look at it.
What was your dad's take on Sydney?
He loved it. I mean, his favorite place was Fiji, just because the people are so warm.
Yeah, how could you not, yeah.
But he loved Australia. I mean, again, the people are very warm, it's clean, it's safe.
Yeah, it's a very... Australia, for those that are listening, is very unlike England in that it's an easy transition for Americans. Their senses of humor are very similar to ours.
Definitely.
And I'm not saying anything negative about the Brits, but the Brits tend to be a little more conservative. It takes a little bit longer to get to know them, but not with Australians. You have a beer, mate, and you're there.
Oh, if I could live anywhere, if I had to live anywhere besides the U.S., it would be Australia, for sure. It would be Sydney.
Yeah, I lived in Castle Craig for a while, because when I worked for Qantas Airways, I had spent some time over there, and you're right, it's great, and of course, going up to Surfers Paradise and up in Brisbane and all those places. Yeah, it's good fun, and the people are good fun. Everybody,
they really are.
Everybody's out to enjoy themselves and have a good time.
They're real people. They don't like, and the girls are beautiful, and they're all natural. They don't ask you, like, the first question is not like, what kind of car do you drive or how much money do you make?
Exactly. None of that.
And you try and buy them dinner, they're like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, I'll take care of myself.
Yeah.
Or it's called a shout. Everyone buys a round for each other.
Right, exactly.
I'd buy a round for everyone, then a girl would buy a round for everyone.
Right.
In the U.S., a girl would like, are you crazy? I'm not buying you a shout.
And what a lot of people may not know is that Australians are great travelers.
Oh, they're the best.
Yeah, they travel everywhere. I mean, when I was in London and I stopped in a pub, it was full of Australians who actually... some of the gals were actually teaching there at the local schools. They were, I don't know what they were teaching. But
this thing is still beeping, so I hope it doesn't cut out. But, you know, when you go to Australia and you're on the train, you meet people, everyone's very friendly. You say you're going to be there for 2 weeks. They're like, oh, that's it?
Right.
I mean, 2 weeks is a long time to Americans.
Well,
but for Australians, you know, you got to go away for like 6 weeks or 6 months.
Yeah, exactly. Next week we're going to take a break but we're going to do a pre-recorded show, but you'll be with us the week after, and hopefully we can, at that point, chat about Montreal, I guess.
I hope so. Actually, I think then I'll be in a far-off destination.
Oh, will you? The week after next?
I'll look in my schedule.
Okay. Yeah, let me know.
Call you guys from that foreign country.
From Bangkok or somewhere.
Can't tell you where it's going to be.
I know. You're so secretive. Johnny, before your phone runs out... We'll say goodbye, and it's always a pleasure chatting with you, and we look forward to the next one.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And for all you savvy travelers out there listening, you may want to tune in on Sundays from 3 p.m. till 9 for WTMY's all-new Sunday Travel Radio. From 3 to 5, Pierre Wolf will host America's Travel and Dining Guide. Then from 5 to 6, yours truly, Roy Lowy, will host Talking Travel. Then 6 to 9, Travel with Stephanie Abrams. We'll offer you a six-hour mix of everything that relates to travel, from travel journalists reporting from around the world, what's hot, what's not, single travel, single parents with kids, the best online travel sites. Our consumer advocates will even be on the job to resolve issues that you may have, and we'll cover it right here on WTMY. So if you want the latest travel info, we'll be here from 3 to 9 on Sundays, and hope you will join us right here on WTMY 1280. You're listening to Talking Travel with Roy Lowy, and I'm your travel guy.
So you met someone who set you back on your heels. Goody, goody. So
So you get